It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today we're going to have that special feature where we read from the Rock Cliff Review. And the Rock Cliff Review this time is on the 41st Psalm. That was what I was preaching from that Sunday morning in which we passed this bulletin out. I'm going to read the 41st Psalm, and then I'll read the article from the Rock Cliff Review. The inscription for this psalm is for the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Jehovah will deliver him in the day of evil. Jehovah will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And deliver not thou unto him to the will of his enemies. Jehovah will support him upon the couch of languish. Thou makest all his bed in his sickness. I said, O Jehovah, have mercy upon me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil against me, saying, When will he die, and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his hail against me. But thou, O Jehovah, have mercy upon me, and raise me up, that I may requite him. By this I know that thou delightest in me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be Jehovah, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Now let me read from the Rock Cliff Review. I entitled this sermon from the Psalm, the 41st Psalm, A Hymn for the Humble. The 41st Psalm begins with a reminder of the blessings that come to those who aid the poor. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him into the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. Psalm 41, 1-3. Note here this reference to sickness. The world is filled with those who are materially poor, but it is also filled with the spiritually poor. When Jesus said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, Matthew 5 and verse 3, he was speaking of those who realize both their spiritual poverty and their inability to relieve it by themselves. These were the poor that had the gospel preached to them, Matthew 11 and verse 5, and who heard Jesus gladly, Matthew 12 and verse 37. These were the poor of whom Jesus spoke when he prayed, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, Matthew 11, 25. David himself is a poor, sick man in this psalm. He was humbled by his own sin and by the consequences which followed. He made a humble confession and a humble plea. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Psalm 41 and verse 4. David had become poor in spirit. His sin had made him sick, and his sickness had made him vulnerable to his enemies. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself when he goeth abroad, and he telleth it, and all that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, cleaveth fast unto him, and now he lieth, and he shall rise up no more. Psalm 41, verses 5 through 8. Hebrews 13:10 tells us, it is fearful to fall into the hands of the living God. David knew this, but he also knew that he was better off in the hands of God than in the hands of his enemies. In 2 Samuel 24:14, David said, let us now fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of men. Sometimes our greater hurts come not from our enemies, but from false friends. In Psalm 41:9, David wrote, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Jesus knew this hurt as he bore our iniquities. He quoted this passage in the night he was betrayed. And he said that the scriptures may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. You might want to read about that in John 13, verses 18 through 21. In his humility, David proclaimed his confidence in God. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 41:10 through 13. Sin has consequences that humble us. The sin is bad, but the humility of the poor in spirit is good. In Psalm 119 and verse 71, David wrote, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The proud live in denial of their spiritual poverty. Paul wrote, not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 26, the poor in spirit know they need the Lord's mercy, and God delighteth in them. In Isaiah 66 and verse 2 we read, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. In Psalm 51:17, David sang, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. We learn from David something we also learn from James. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4 and verse 10. I read from the Rockcliffe Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying an old Sunday school lesson in this school that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of December the 20th, 1925. And this has to do with the last letter that the Apostle Paul wrote. I want to read to you 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, and then we'll turn to Elam's notes on this. Paul wrote, I charge thee in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be urgent, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and be turned aside into fables. But be thou sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. It is in this chapter that Paul charges Timothy to preach the word and to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching, for the reason that some will not endure sound teaching but will turn away from the truth. Also, he exhorts Timothy to be thoughtful and suffer hardships and do the work of an evangelist. This charge should be assiduously followed by preachers of today. The reason Paul gives to Timothy for delivering such a charge exists alarmingly at present. Many in the church now as then will not endure the sound doctrine, but turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside into fables. To heap to themselves such teachers means there are very many such. How sadly this is true. The crying need of the church and its imperative duty is to preach the word. Now Paul tells us in these passages that he is ready to go. I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 through 8. Here we read, "For I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved his appearing." Well, when Paul says, "I'm ready to be offered," he is saying this is one of the reasons why Timothy should discharge faithfully his duties. Paul would soon be beheaded, and Timothy, being left, would have even greater obligations resting upon him. Being offered means, as in the margin, being poured out as a drink offering. Death was imminent, and he knew not at what time he would be slain. But as a soldier of the cross, he had fought the good fight. As in a race, he had finished his course. And through all trials, persecutions, and perils of his most eventful life, he had kept the faith. He looked back over his life of service as a Christian with the greatest satisfaction and comfort. Therefore, he could triumphantly say, "Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." Paul spoke most confidently and certainly of his salvation in heaven. By faithful obedience to God, we also may have the happy assurance of eternal salvation. This is the grand consummation of all service to God through faith in Jesus. We thank God that Paul also added, "and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved his appearing." And then, beginning in verse 9 and reading down through verse 15, Paul writes, "Give diligence to come shortly to me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he's useful to me for the ministry. But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, bring when thou comest, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord will render to him according to his works. Of whom do thou also beware, for he greatly withstood our words." Now, Paul names a number of individuals there, and we're going to have to take it up in the next class to look specifically at what he was saying about the individuals mentioned in this letter.